Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
Throughout history, there are many followers of Jesus Christ who have suffered greatly simply because of their faith. However, probably no one has suffered more than the Apostle Paul. In fact, it was a part of his ministry calling. Remember his conversion to Christ on the Damascus Road? Well, God spoke directly to Ananias, a disciple in Damascus, and told him to minister to Paul. Well, Ananias responded, "But Lord, he's a persecutor of Christians." However, note the Lord's response.
"But the Lord said to him, 'Go, for this man is my chosen instrument to take my name to Gentiles, kings, and Israelites. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.'"
Well, Paul did suffer in many ways. And when he wrote to the Corinthians, he outlined some of these sufferings, not to commend himself, but to demonstrate that he was fulfilling his calling in Christ. Note these afflictions.
"Paul suffered by afflictions, by hardships, by difficulties, by beatings, by imprisonments, by riots, by labors, by sleepless nights, by times of hunger."
Yes, Paul suffered, and he's not bragging. Rather, his willingness to suffer for Christ demonstrated that he was a true apostle, experiencing the very things God said he would experience as he communicated the gospel. Needless to say, most of us, thankfully, have never had to suffer like Paul. But when we do, when we suffer for the cause of Christ, let's remember his incredible example.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.